brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to get into the biggest news of the day after the break, and then more of your calls that we're about to go to. The giant developments with the Iran situation. We're going to be going over that. Big developments on that front. Three aircraft carriers getting in position right now. It is a 48-hour special broadcast we're doing here. Find out more and the full roster of guests and see the free video feed at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Bill, Ronald, Johnny, Anthony, Mark, we're getting to all of you. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in North Carolina, a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to just comment. You mentioned earlier how you may be the weak link in this truth movement, but really, you're the man for the job because we've got a nation of zombies, and you're the one to wake us up with your loud voice. So don't ever discount what you do. It's very important, and you do it.
No, I was being self-deprecating because it's important to stay humble. But, I mean, you know, my point is I'm trying the best I can. I know sometimes it's excellent what I do. Other times it looks like a bull in a china shop. But, you know, I try my best is my point, and that's what I was saying.
Alex, you know, being a parent who sends a kid to public schools, you receive correspondence from the county school system, and it's like being on the newsletter from hell. They have a – are you familiar with the lockdown drills?
Oh, yeah. Those are prisoner training drills. They now do them at malls and businesses, and they're just training you to freeze and be a prisoner. You should do a blog on YouTube. You can, you know, disguise your face or whatever, but do a blog about the school and what they're doing. Everybody needs to just talk about what they don't like that's going on yourselves, and that amount of chatter will annihilate them. They need our acquiescence. Tell us about the brainwashing.
Well, I've called the school. I've spoken to the principal. She directed me to the head of security for the county. The guy, you know, he hung on me eventually because he just, you know, didn't see how this could really affect. I mean, my son is 5 years old, Alex.
No, they come in with SWAT teams. They point guns at them. They scare them. They have mock shootings. They've not announced to teachers before it's drills. And teachers have had to go to mental institutions over it and had breakdowns. So have kids. I mean, you know, I mean, it's incredible what they do.
Well, the letter said that they turned the lights off and crammed the kids into corners. I didn't know that they actually have guys come in with machine guns and point them at the kids.
Yeah, sir, it depends the variant, but it's federal grants. And so there's three or four different scenarios they do that vary. But they have drills where they come and blow up vehicles in the parking lot. They light them on fire. And they have flashbangs, and they lead the kids out and have other kids with fake blood all over them and say, "We are Christian militia leaders here to kill you." And they line them up and say, "We're now going to murder you." And they do this to 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds. They do it with the really young ones so they can't explain it to their parents. That's in the Associated Press. I know it sounds insane. They've done it in Texas, Michigan, California, Oregon, are just a few. I actually cover it in, I think, the Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Yes, sir. They also have people come in with knives, and it's to traumatize the kids. And then they say, "It's okay, the good officers are here." And the lights come on, and the good officers come and lead away the bad guys.
It amazes me. You know, I said I was on a newsletter. That's because the latest installment is the Drug-Free America. This is a notice. If I could just read this really quickly.
Yeah, they teach them how to use drugs. Go ahead.
Well, so my kid doesn't even know what drugs are, and here he is going to school to learn all about them. So anyway, here's what it says. The Red Ribbon Campaign, this is, as a parent, I'm getting this in my folder that I'm supposed to, you know, see his homework in. The Red Ribbon Campaign started when drug traffickers in Mexico City murdered a DEA agent, Kiki Camarena, in 1985. The violent act began, you know, and they go on and explaining why they're doing this.
They give you a story to feel sorry for someone. It's propaganda. It's a moral narrative of why they need to be there. They're there, even the officers of brainwashing don't know, to create interest in children about drugs so they will use them. You got to hit them when they're 5 to 10. That's why these programs do that. So that they then dream of, think about drugs. So when they're first approached by the low-level dealer, who down the chain works for big banks but doesn't know it, so they'll use the drugs. They've proven it. Sex ed, all of it, increases sex, increases drugs. Stay there. I want you to read it. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. We are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you for joining us. We've now had 1 hour of the 48-hour transmission. See the free video feeds and more of the special 48-hour broadcast. That will continue on until Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We have now raised $30,000+ in the last hour. I want to thank everyone that has donated, whether it's $1 or $1,000. This will allow us, because we don't have the benefit of MSNBC that, you know, gets banker bailout money to fund their operations, or most of the other mainstream media that actually gets government funds. We're funded by you, supporting our sponsors, buying books, videos, InfoWars.com t-shirts, and this was our fifth annual Money Bomb, where listeners demanded it 5 years ago. This is the fifth annual, and it's really helped us. We usually raise about $400,000. I'd like to raise $1 million this year. Our audience is giant. I understand we're in a depression, but the globalists are engineering the depression, as I covered last hour. We've got to expose them, or they're going to carry out this program of making us poor to control our lives. Voting with our dollars, whether it's supporting alternative media or liberty organizations, or voting with your dollars, buying organic food. In the last few decades, people purchased organic food more and more, so it's expanded the availability of it by putting money into that market. This is what's happening here. So if you believe in liberty, spread the word about the show, spread the word about the special 48-hour transmission, send people on your email list and Twitter and Facebook, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We got so many amazing guests coming up, and special guests and special reports and co-host in here in the next 48 hours, all listed at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Now, I want to get into Iran. Congressman Walter Jones is coming up to get into that and a lot more. But I've got to get to your calls. I said I was. I'm going to do it. In the last little segment, a father called in and said his son is in elementary school, Bill in North Carolina. And they have safety drills. Now, we've actually made them ratchet some of these back in the last decade because, folks, they were going into schools. I have video of it. I've aired it. It's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement, where the cops come in and say, "We're the militia. We're going to kill you," to elementary students. And they cry and wet themselves. And they come in with guys with knives and the lights off and say, "We're gun owners." You think I'm joking? That's in the federal script. AP picked it up a few years ago out of Michigan, the last time I saw it big in the news, where they blew up, set a car on fire in the parking lot, had the entire elementary school out, and then had guys in camo say, "We're going to kill you. We're the militia of homeschoolers against public education." That's a quote. Go look it up. In fact, John Baum was out there looking and found a bunch of articles. Look up school drills scare children. School drills anger parents. You'll see them everywhere. And sometimes they don't even tell the parents it's going to happen. I mean, schools give kids forced inoculations from Alabama to California now without parental authorization. It's totally illegal. They give kids abortions and morning after pills. The government is out of control and is exercising this out of control power on people. But up until 1940 or so, 35 states sterilized women who made less than B minuses in public schools, high schools. I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. People woke up to eugenics, got mad, and reversed those laws and stopped it. Okay? We can do that again here. We've just got to learn to hate these people and know who they are and understand it. Okay? And that is hate the globalists that are trying to engineer this. Doesn't mean all the minions and people are... The police lockdown drill at school angers some. But we're still going to do it to your kids. You were saying you're going to come in and teach your five-year-old how to use drugs. That's what the studies show. The government's on record growing the opium in Afghanistan, shipping the drugs in from Mexico. They only arrest low-level drug dealers that don't launder their money through the big mega banks. That's on record. So let's go back to Bill. Finish your point, Bill, and we're going to go to Ronald, Johnny, Anthony, Mark, and others.
So I'll just read you really quickly what the insert on my son's homework folder was. This is the last line, and then I'll give you what they're doing Monday through Friday. It says, "The mission of the Red Ribbon Campaign is to present a unified and visible commitment to a drug-free America." I mean, that's a pretty lofty goal. I mean, is that even possible? You know, I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, hold on. These are the same schools, sir, under the New Freedom Initiative written by Big Pharma that say all children should be put on Ritalin and Prozac because it increases their ability. And it's a total fraud. I mean, the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs are on the streets because it drives up the price. That's why they made it illegal, so they can make money off of it. Go ahead.
Right. So, all right. So, Monday, I'll just read you the Monday through Friday here. And take note on Friday, and the idiot that wrote this. Monday, each classroom will recite the Red Ribbon Pledge and will sign the pledge and wear red day. So they wear a red shirt. And they have these signatures all along the hallways in the schools of all these kids, you know, that they're not going to do drugs. Kids who don't even know drugs are, some of them, like.
And then next, this is in what, first and second grade, sir?
Kindergarten.
Okay, kindergarten, because this is the pattern. By the sixth grade, they have federally funded ATF and FBI local deputies. They're local deputies or police, but they're under FBI curriculum or ATF. It is literally what's in mommy and daddy's medicine cabinet, and do they spank you? So this is the process of taking your kids away from you. You know the Department of Defense is in the schools, too. Did you know that?
It would not surprise me to hear that. I know that it's psychological. I mean, because this is not about physical safety. Because even if this is a possibility of an intruder...
Sir, the schools are re-education camps. All the studies show death education teaches kids to not commit suicide. It enters the idea of suicide, and they teach them how to commit suicide, and then people go commit suicide. There's that. That's even been on 2020. ABC News has admitted that. The drug education increases drug use. The sex education increases sex. Folks, they're teaching six-year-olds. You can look this up nationwide under federal agreed curriculum. Six-year-olds what sex is. Folks, kids aren't even thinking about that till they're 11, 12, 13 years old. They are absolutely destroying their minds. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Tuesday is tie one against drugs, so they wear ties. Wednesday, sock against drugs, so they wear mismatched drugs or mismatched crazy socks. Thursday, drugs and I don't mix day, so wear mismatched clothing. So this is like just really sapping the subconscious. Now here's what happens on Friday. Announce over the loudspeaker, like Warden would in a prison, top 10 reasons to stay off drugs, and it says this will be done like the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. It's not even Leno who does the top 10, it's Letterman. These people are stupid.
Yeah, but you should stop right there. They're getting, this is a re-education camp program. The schools are re-education camps. The globalists say that in their own textbooks. They say the family's a disease, we're going to end it through the schools. The average teacher, people even implementing this, are compartmentalized. They don't know. The cops don't know. Yeah, there's BBC, sex education for six-year-olds. That's in England. It's the same thing here, same thing on Australia. It's a global standardized system. Sir, if you want to fight it, go to the PTA and point out the New Freedom Initiative articles from WorldNet Daily and others where they admit the plan is to put half the kids on prescription-grade amphetamines and hallucinogens. That's what Prozac-type drugs are. And so you want kids to take hardcore stuff worse than most illegal drugs, but you're saying don't get on drugs. Listen, when they put them on Ritalin and Prozac in major studies, they are 3 to 7 times, depending on which drug. Just type this in when I say it. The guys do it. They're amazed because I've seen this 100 times. That's why everything I talk about, you can pull up. You are 3 to 7 times, some studies show higher, likely to go seek out illegal drugs. Okay, they are turning your kids into drug addicts. They ship the drugs in, sir. God bless you. Okay, it's a fact. Okay, it's a fact. It's been certified by Congress. Again, I gave my uncle 200 copies of the InfoWars magazine when I was out visiting family at our East Texas family ranch. A few weeks ago, I gave him the financial collapse issue, and the ranchers and people really liked it, but they said, but Alex Jones is promoting marijuana and illegal drugs because we have hempusa.com as the back cover sponsor, and none of this has any THC in it. It's not DTHC. Most hemp has no THC. This is the legal stuff that's been proven in so many studies it makes your head spin to just be a miracle plant. Heart disease, you name it, it is a gift from God. We're the only country in the world where growing it is illegal, the non-THC type. It has to be shipped in from Canada. It's illegal to import it. This is what all the rich people use. The fanciest salons have hemp oil-based hair care products now. Okay? And they literally, my uncle tried to explain to them, hemp is not marijuana. And they just don't believe it. Okay? That's why this country is in deep trouble. Okay? Okay, you got guys wearing cowboy hats with ranches who work hard and are good guys, but they're still so brainwashed they think I'm selling marijuana in the back of a newspaper. It's beyond Sheriff Roscoe Pico train. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Let's go to Ronald. I'm going to shut up here. Ronald, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Yeah, I'm a disabled veteran, and I have to do have a question. How come the Alex Jones Show doesn't go more into the needs of the veterans? There is more and more veterans out there that are disabled and barely getting by. They're going ahead and fighting for their pension, and the VA is refusing.
Well, sir, when they devalue the dollar completely, your pension will be worth nothing anyways if we don't stop that. So it's kind of like if we don't stop the house from you may have missed the show. I don't know how long you've been listening. And I should cover Veterans Affairs more because I covered the fact that they steal your death benefits when you die. I cover the fact that you're breathing DU. I cover the fact that they say you're the number one terror threat and are teaching police you're the enemy because they know when they take your pensions, you're going to go completely wild, some of you. I know some of the veterans I talk to are pretty angry. So we talk about how the VA is horrible and steals most of the money. So I don't know what show you're listening to. I mean, how long have you been listening?
Approximately 5 years.
And you've never heard me talk about veterans issues for five years?
Yeah, but the thing is, like with this, there's more and more veterans out there, especially disabled ones, coming back from... And I won't call them wars because the last war we had was World War II.
I'm going to give you the floor when we come back about this. What am I supposed to do? By the way, you know what the top story is? He's going to break some news here when he comes back. But we've got Walter Jones, congressman, coming on, who is doing everything he can to bring the troops home and to make sure that they get the medical care and things they need. I had him on like a month ago pushing for this. I don't think that's fair overall. We'll be right back, though. I'll let you have your point.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
World War One, our veterans have been treated like absolute garbage. And there were some problems before that. Our government's been taken over by foreign banks. They hate the veterans. Of course they're cheating you in every way they can, while having all this propaganda on TV about how much they love you. And people don't know how to differentiate the two things. But I'm not all powerful. I mean, in fact, I'm not very powerful. It's pretty scary that we're about the biggest and best thing there is out there fighting the globalist. That's why we've got a responsibility to grow. But I mean, we just constant. I was planning to talk about veterans being shafted with the congressman coming up. You know, I could pay a lot of lip service and say thank you for your service. Oh, I love you so much, and not talk about DU. I've been told don't talk about DU hurting the veterans. Just say you love them. And so, I love you. Then I love you. I mean, it's all just empty. This is a corrupt empire now, and the whole world's melting down. And I don't know what to say. I mean, our troops are over there fighting next to Al Qaeda against Russians in Syria right now. That's confirmed in the back of the paper, but it's not even a big news issue. It's sensational. So, Ronald, I mean, tell us what can you say to help the veterans? What do we do?
Well, the big thing is, like with myself, I have a form of lung cancer called asbestosis.
Oh, boy.
I contracted that in the service. And it's kind of military funny in that I was denied disability for the asbestosis, that which is going to kill me. But because I have permanent hearing loss and a spinal injury due to time in special forces, we'll give it to for that.
Yeah, well, they don't want to admit they poisoned you. Yeah, that's how Steve McQueen, that's what gave him cancer. He died at 50. Incredible actor. I love Steve McQueen. He died of asbestosis cancer that metastasized as well. I know it's, there's still some equipment that's got asbestos in it. But, folks, if you think asbestos is bad, try DU. I mean, can you imagine with all these veterans having deformed children? I've heard neocons laugh about Fallujah having 14-fold increase. That's the British Medical Journal. Birth defects. Well, our troops have got a 4- to 5-fold increase. You know, it's not funny. I think it's sick. I mean, what they're doing to current troops is going to make what happened to you, bro, look tame.
Actually, asbestosis, a lot of people don't comprehend this. Asbestosis is a very painful, slow way to die. I'm talking about I'll get up 4 or 5 times a night not being able to breathe because my lungs fill up with fluid.
I'm sorry, brother.
Veterans that have served when I served back in the 80s, they don't realize they got a death sentence because the majority of the posts were built back prior to them removing the asbestos out of buildings.
Some of the firefighters and police that I went to benefits for and tried to raise money for, first responders, you know, even New York Post called them ambulance chasers. I would be there in the green room when they would have breathing oxygen mask on, would cough up blood, and would go out and give a speech. Some of those guys are dead now. I mean, they were young. And they finally admit it was asbestos and deadly dust. I mean, again, they wouldn't even take care of the firemen, police, and military. I'm telling you, that's why I'm so angry about the globalist. The government at the top is run by scum. And I'm sorry, sir, that they're not giving you, you know, treatment and things for that. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I mean, they're shooting little kids up everywhere with deadly vaccines. They're lying and saying it's the law to take shots. I appreciate your call. I don't know what I'm. That's why I get so angry. We're building a civilization based on lies. Let's talk to Johnny in New York. Johnny, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for being able to take my call. God bless you, and best of luck on being able to do this money bomb. I hope that millions come to you.
We sure do a lot of millions, Jim, but if we raise a million, it'd be great. I'd be happy if we raised $500,000. I want to thank everybody that is donating. Go ahead.
I am seeing such a huge outcry among young people. I'm 25, and I use Facebook often, and I have never seen in an election this tight where two people are so polarizing, especially with Obama. I have lost so many people talking about all the things that you've educated your listeners and viewers about. And I'm just wondering from you, how do you see the young people in the next couple of years?
Young people go ahead.
Trying to adapt to that there is such thing as a new world order, that, yes, we are in an economic crisis, because I speak to a lot of liberal people, and a lot of my friends are liberal. And one thing they don't like to do is debate. And if you talk to them about, let's say, you have a conversation saying, oh, well, Obama has
raised. I'll tell you what, this is so important. If you'll hold, after Walter Jones leaves, he's with us just one segment, 18-minute long segment, I'm going to come back to you first. I always hold callers over because they I don't want to cut them short. Stay there. I want to hear how we wake up a liberal. You know, it sounds like I attack Democrats all day. A lot of them are well-meaning people. They just don't get that the nanny state is not here to help you. It's here to take your life over. And so I get very angry with them. But we'll talk about that. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to the once-a-year InfoWars.com Money Bomb Special Transmission. And because 2012 is an incredibly important year, we're going from a special 24-hour broadcast to 48 hours, jam-packed with special guests, calls, breaking news, reports. If you want to see the full roster of amazing special guests and reports that we're going to be airing, as well as guest host, be sure and visit InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got Congressman Walter B. Jones joining us here in just a moment to cover a raft of different issues. He joins us from North Carolina. First thing I wanted to bring up to the congressman is ban on Iranian TV channels in Europe. They've just banned them and knocked them off TV. They've taken them off British TV. They've got three U.S. aircraft carriers, two already there, one more about to arrive. 1 week until U.S. has three aircraft carriers facing Iran. Potential for October surprise as tensions build. Romney has now gone above Obama in many polls. The big University of Colorado, who's been spot on, is predicting that Romney will win the popular vote. And again, whether you think Romney's a puppet or not, or Obama, this could feed into an October surprise. Even ABC News a few weeks ago said Obama may stage an October surprise. And you've got major saber rattling going on. You've got proxy wars taking place right now in Syria, already happened in Libya. And Congressman Jones joins us to talk about that and a lot more. Congressman, I saw an article out today talking about you and Ron Paul not planning to vote for Mr. Romney, Governor Romney. We're going to be getting into that as well. Also talk about your fight to try to end these wars and bring our troops home. But what is your take and what is the sense of the Congress? Because we've never seen them shut off the Iranian TV state-run media in Europe and England. I see that as one of the final signs they're getting ready to strike. What information can you give us that's not classified, Congressman?
Alex, before we came home for the October campaign, meaning before the November election, I had met with several different outside groups, meaning outside of Congress, who were concerned that there was definitely a wag-the-dog situation developing and that there could be a October surprise, which you just made reference to, and that could be some type of action taken against Iran. Now, since I've been home, obviously Congress is not in Washington. I have not had any classified briefings or anything else, but I know I left Washington in early October concerned that this country might find itself being supportive of some type of military action against Iran. And, Alex, you know, I've said this many times on your show that I wish the American people would start putting pressure on Congress to bring our troops home from Afghanistan. I have the former commandant. I'm getting back to Iran in just one moment. The former commandant is a friend of mine and been my advisor on Afghanistan for 3 years, and let me explain that to your listeners. I do not have a military background, so I went to this general who I knew when he was active duty commandant and said, "General, will you advise me on Afghanistan? Because I made a mistake. We had no more business going into Iraq than I do of trying to fly myself from here to Florida without a plane." And so he said, yes. Now I'll get to the point. On September the 27th, I had reason to email him and ask another response from him regarding Afghanistan. And I'll read this very quickly to your listeners. At the end of the day, I am more convinced than ever that we need to get out of Afghanistan. When our friends turn out to be our enemy, it is time to pull the plug. The idea that troops we have trained and equipped now turn that training and equipment on us is unconscionable. Whether we leave tomorrow or 1,000 tomorrows from now, nothing will really change. We are now nothing more than a recruiting post for every malcontent in the Middle East. We need to wake up. And I don't mind telling you, I was able to arrange for this commandant to speak to Jim Talent, who is the former senator from Missouri, last week. And Jim Talent is advisor to the Romney campaign. And I told Jim that if Mr. Romney would come out next Monday night and say that I'm going to reevaluate our commitment in Afghanistan, and if at all possible I will start bringing our troops home in 2013, I said, Jim, he will get two solid points from the American people. And I said, and we talked, Jim was very kind, he's a friend, and I said, will you talk to this commandant? So I know last week the commandant, retired commandant, spoke to Jim Talent for just about an hour, and the commandant called me back and said, Walter, I want you to know I have an hour of his time. I think he understands, but whether he can get this to the top, I don't know.
Why do you think when most generals and experts are saying, you know, get out of Afghanistan the last 3 or 4 years, it's been intensifying the drumbeat, why do you think Obama accelerated operations there, stirring up the hornet's nest, not just in Afghanistan, but in Pakistan?
You know, Alex, that is something I don't have any information that I can give you any answer except. The whole thing is we have not, for the last 20 years, had a decent foreign policy. And everything that we've done under Bush and Obama, that's why I went to the federal courts. That's why I put in the HCON Resolution 107 that you've had me on your show a couple months ago. When a president, be Democrat or Republican, decides that he knows best how to remove a dictator who might be an evil man, but he's done nothing to hurt America,
and then they just send the bombs in. That's why we have so much hatred in the Middle East as it relates to America. And my dear friend Ron Paul, and I agree with him totally, anytime that you start trying to dictate to a culture that has nothing in connection at all with how we think in America, that you're going to create more problems than solutions.
Shifting gears from Afghanistan and Central Asia more to the Near East and the Middle East, it's now admitted that NATO and the West is putting al-Qaeda in. The New York Times admitted 2 days ago the main force is al-Qaeda, is being armed. We're talking about surface-to-air guided missiles being given to them, not just the stuff they got out of Libya. This is the devil's game is what I would call it. What are you told at the, I mean, you're at the highest levels there in Congress. What is the real policy? Because I'm not saying Assad's a great guy or Qaddafi, but Assad compared to Qaddafi's a good guy, and Qaddafi compared to al-Qaeda's a good guy. There's no debate. Al-Qaeda's really nasty and bad. I feel like I'm in an alternate universe here, Congressman Jones, because why is NATO, the UN, our government helping al-Qaeda wreck Syria, where they're admittedly slaughtering Christians and others?
Alex, whatever planet you're on, I'm up there with you. I don't understand it either. I don't know, and please understand, I don't blame the American people. Many people are in financial problems. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. There are a lot of issues facing the American people. But why in the world the American people are not putting pressure on Congress? I don't even fault President Obama. I fault the Congress. Why in the world doesn't the Congress understand that the American people want us out of all these foreign countries, spend that money right here in America, rebuild our streets, rebuild our roads, our schools, and take care of people who cannot take care of themselves? And here we are borrowing money from all around the world to be the big Superman of the world, and it makes no sense.
You're right, and we're going bankrupt. We now have almost 50 million people on food stamps. Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, is in CNBC story today, and others saying that Europe is in a depression. We're going into one.
Yeah.
What is the real sense? I mean, obviously Congress knows we're being fed fake economic numbers. When you're there in the halls of power, what is the ruling class expecting to happen? Because we're steering towards disaster here.
Well, Alex, I'm of the firm belief that the critical year for decisions to be made to save America are going to be 2013. And with the growing debt and deficit of our nation, if we're not willing to make the tough decisions, then we're going to collapse is what's going to happen.
That's
and
right.
All these special interest groups in around Washington that feed money to the Republicans and the Democrats, and I'm part of the problem, but I want you to listen carefully. I'm also trying to be part of the solution about trying to be on bills that would create alternatives to the way we finance campaigns, because the way we finance campaigns, in my opinion, cheat the people.
Well, how would you change it then, Congressman?
Well, I think the only way you can do it is to create some type of voluntary system, either voluntary public financing where the people are not mandated to put money into an account, but they can voluntarily put money into account, have more disclosure. These third-party groups like Citizens United Decision was one of the worst decisions in my adult lifetime to allow third parties to come in here and spend millions and billions of dollars.
Well, what about the communist Chinese? Because I saw it happen even before it was news. 2 years ago, ordering Red Dawn to not come out in 2011 and editing out communist Chinese attacking and making it North Korean. I mean, I'm reading where foreign governments, it now came out, we have whistleblowers on, Amber Lyon from CNN, that foreign Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, you name it, they're actually secretly funding what's on the news on CNN. Did you know that?
I had not heard that, but Alex, the sad thing is, and you've been here for a long time, what I mean is as a talk show host and one of the best in the country, you and I both know that I'm not surprised by anything anymore. I wouldn't have said that to you 10 years ago, but the things I've seen in the last two or three years in Washington, the lack of civility among good-thinking people and being so anti each other because we got to stay the majority, we got to raise more money than the other group. It's time for the American people to take back the government.
Wow. What is your take on the debates? I mean, even if we all know Romney is not really a true conservative or constitutionalist, the fact that they are skewing the debates, giving Obama more time every time, interrupting constantly, and Candy Crowley lying and saying that that Obama had called it a terror attack. What do you make about this whole election and concerns that there could be civil unrest either way, no matter who wins?
Well, I think that is a growing possibility, and I do want one thing that I am supporting the entire Republican ticket. The reason what I didn't do, I did not endorse Mr. Romney because I don't know where he stands on foreign policy, but I am voting for the Romney all the way down to our county commissioner.
So. Okay, so the media kind of misconstrued that. You are voting Republican ticket.
Yeah, I'm voting Republican, but...
You're just not going to go cheerlead around for Romney because you don't know who he is.
I know more Monday night as to who's advising him. And, of course, if he would follow the former commandant's suggestion, I would probably be out there beating the drums all over the country for him. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Sure. I mean, why doesn't he come out against the Afghan operation? That would be a really good thing for him to do.
Alex, I don't know. I don't know if it's the neocons who were the big advisors to Bush to get us into an unnecessary war. I don't know the inside people with Romney. I tried to find the foreign policy type because I kept telling them I've got a way to help him win the election by getting the troops. If he doesn't do anything else, Alex, but say I am willing to look at the possibility of bringing our troops home. When you have the people you're training, that's what the commandant said, the people you're training turn the guns on you, you're their teachers, and you shoot and kill them. We've had three Marines from Morsoc, which is in my district, Camp Lejeune. They were killed 2 months ago by the people they were training. We had a young African-American kid from right here where my district office is in Greenville, North Carolina. He and two of his Army buddies were shot and killed by the people they were training. I went to the wake of this young man.
Unbelievable. And it's certainly deteriorating fast. It may become a point where the troops are hanging off the helicopter skids like the fall of Saigon. That's what a lot of top brass are saying. If these politicians who just want to control the goodies coming out of the country, make no mistake, that's why they're keeping them there. Expanding on that, what did you make, sir, of Obama? This was the clearest thing we'd seen where he admitted he wants to ban semi-autos, and he went on to say that means handguns too, and he wants to just say people have mental illness extrajudicially, violating, the 68 Gun Control Act. I mean, that was very clear there. And the NRA says that they've talked to his advisors and that if Obama is elected, he's planning to sign an executive order to restrict the Second Amendment. I mean, that would cause a civil war.
Well, there's no question about it. And that, again, is why I am very concerned about any president and why I supported Ron Paul. Ron Paul believes that the Constitution is like the Bible. You believe what's said in the Constitution and you believe what's said in the Bible. And I the Second Amendment right is sacred, and it needs no, that will be a major fight there, maybe in the streets. I hope not in the streets. I'll make that clear, but a major fight in Congress if that should happen.
Well, they've done these breakdowns, different think tanks have, and that's why they haven't tried to totally ban guns yet, because they know when they try it, it is going to be very, very dangerous situation. And the thing is, Handgun Control Incorporated and others have said Obama has promised them that he will get the guns, quote, under the radar in the second term. So that's a declaration of war against the Republic. If it isn't bad enough, and I know you've got the bill in there to start the impeachment if it continues, yep. God bless you, and the media, of course, didn't give it any attention, to say our military's under NATO. Now, Congressman Jones, when I read in the newspaper about dead U.S. troops, have you noticed most of the time it says NATO troops?
Yeah, and when it does, I realize that it's probably 99% of the time is an American who was killed. Because, Alex, you and I both know that the other countries are slowly pulling the troops out. And it's our young men and women that are walking the village roads and getting shot and blown up. And where is the American outrage? There was a lady that wrote There was an article written when the 2000 American was killed. Her son, Alex, very quickly was a Eagle Scout, graduate of Annapolis. He's a young Marine officer. He was killed several months ago. And in the subtitle of this article about this lady, Miss Freeman is her name, Lisa Freeman is her son who was killed. She says, where is the outrage from the American people? Why are they willing to see young men and women die? Why are they willing to borrow money to pay a crook to stay in power?
Well, that's another question. Why are the main European, NATO, and British troops, why do they stay in the bases, and why is it almost always U.S. troops that go out and do the fighting? Since when did do these countries not fight? I mean, if they're going to be in a war?
Well, Alex, I can't speak about other countries, but I'll say this, that if they're smart enough to see that they don't need to send their young men and women to die, why are we so stupid that we do it?
I agree. That's well said. No, it's folks, we're over there to sit on top of the opium. Let's not let anybody lie about that. It was, what, 9% of world production pre-2001. Now it's 93% of world production. And that's what it's all about. It's about sitting on top of all that smack. Congressman Jones, do one more segment with us. I also want to give out your website. You've got some important press releases. I want to cover some other topics we haven't gotten into yet with you. Final segment with the congressman. Then I promise I'm getting to Johnny. I'm getting to Chris, Evan, Anthony, Mark. In fact, Anthony's next after Johnny. When we go to your calls, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. 48-hour broadcast. InfoWars.
The worst drought in 50 years continues. And the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious, long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Going to be broadcasting for 48 hours. We're now a little less than 2 hours into it. Jones.house.gov is Walter B. Jones' excellent site. Very important press releases. Jones focuses on national debt, his bills to stop the UN running our military, Very important information. Be sure and check all that out. Also, keep the internet free from international control. We'll have to have him back up soon about that. Sir, in closing, can you repeat what you were telling me during the break, sir?
Alex, I said that any nation that was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and that's the foundation of America, any nation that forgets the words in the Bible and the words in the Constitution will fail. If you do not revere and respect the Bible and the Constitution, whatever you believe will fail.
Expand on that.
Well, I mean, I look at the fact in America that our military chaplains who are of the Christian faith have been instructed since 1990 that if they are outside the church on base, they should not close a prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. I've been working on that thing for 10 years, truthfully. I look at the fact that presidents will not even come to Congress. They would rather just have the authority to bomb another country because they don't like the dictator. So that goes from the Bible, a chaplain, to a president that does not revere or respect the Constitution. I said to the Romney people, if he would make this statement in one of the debates, that if I become the president of the United States, I, Mitt Romney, will promise you I will follow the Constitution. Because I swear to uphold the Constitution, I will follow the Constitution. Alex, that's just like Afghanistan. He would get Ron Paul's people like you and me, we would go wild to hear some president say that. They don't even say that anymore.
On the point of collapse, is there any way to avert the economic collapse that we're going into? And what will the decadent mobs of people do if the collapse gets really serious?
Well, I'm not optimistic at this point that we can withstand a collapse. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that you're wrong. But when you have a country that has to borrow money from the Chinese, the Japanese, to pay the debts of a nation, and when you're paying $1 billion a day just to pay the interest on the debt, it can't keep going on.
And I think the corrupt in government know that. That's why they're digging in, buying 1.6 billion bullets now and putting troops on the streets in different parts of the country. I mean, the system knows, and they think they're going to just, I guess, take over during the collapse, Congressman. Your take on all the massive bullet purchases.
I, like any God-fearing person and a man who believes that we, the American people who are law-abiding citizens, have every right to our freedoms, I'm concerned about it.
We've only got about a minute left, Congressman. Any other points you'd like to add?
I really would like to ask your listeners to please pick up the phones and call the members of Congress. Every one of them is home during this 3 weeks before the election, and tell them to, for God's sakes, bring the kids home before 2014. That's Obama's date, December 2014. How many more have to die, lose their legs, lose their arms? It's just not fair to them.
Well, they've already had other pullout dates. They're probably just going to move it down the road again.
Well, that's one of the concerns of a few Republicans and a few Democrats is that 2014 can become 2015, and before you know it, you're talking about 2016. And it can happen that way, Alex. You're exactly right. It can happen. If the American people do not let their voices be heard.
Absolutely, folks. People are always asking me, Alex, do something. Folks, you got the power.
Amen.
You've got all the power. Congressman, we'll let you go, and please come back on soon to talk about your bill to allow citizens on U.S. beaches they're closing as part of their U.N. garbage. There's so much we didn't get into. It's all at jones.house.gov.
Alex, let's talk after the election and see where we're going.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.